And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
At Ouch Herald, we hand this quiz over to you again. Yep. It was going so badly last year that we had to take a break mid-quiz in one of the worst ones.
I got told just to stretch it.
No, did you?
Yeah.
So over two breaks.
To help you guys, because
yeah,
I'm
right.
a team player.
This week's prize, $500 Bob Jane T-Mart voucher.
Ooh.
So, Fat,
yep.
the rules are this.
Yes.
People ring, and of course, Leroy handles it back in the studio.
That's a worry.
And then it's like, all right, we're speaking to Wayne from South Melbourne.
Yeah.
Wayne, and Wayne's not allowed to go, g'day boys, how are you? Or he gets hung up on.
Oh, I'm down the bot.
Just tell us
Good name,
what you're doing.
Good name.
So all you need to
know. Exactly right, Jim.
I'm watching the footy at home.
Yeah.
That's all we need to know.
Yeah, exactly right.
All
Let's
right.
start then. Triple M's trivia quiz with Bill.
Trivia quiz?
Oh, what the hell?
That's what
he's given himself an intro.
Well, no. Is there an intro, Luke?
No, there is
what
not.
What have you done? I haven't heard from you for 6 months. He's a producer. Have you heard from him?
No.
No. Justin. Hey, Justin.
Yeah, drinking bourbon in the man cave, having a punt.
Oh, what do you like today in the Mornington Cup?
Golden State. I don't know about that, mate. I like warning up in Sydney, mate, I reckon. Go.
All right.
So the Golden Slipper and you're heading into the Mornington Cup.
Well, in Victoria, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just Benjamin, down the bottom there. Justin, but bet responsibly. Tom Cutler. Plays his first game for Essendon today. Which club did he previously play for?
Oh, no.
No idea.
Oh, yeah, Tommy Cutler. Surely you know this one.
No idea.
Oh, Chops.
Essendon.
Is Elmer Fudd doing the quiz or Bill?
Essendon and Previously.
Shut up.
And Fluffy.
Producer.
Brendan's there. Producer. Hey, Brendo.
Hey, mate.
Your teeth, though.
Coming through morning.
Oh, he said hello.
Oh,
Fiddick, and we're off to a fire. Can we start it again? Lucky we're pre-recording this. Right, let's start again.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back. Triple M's Trivia Quiz, and you win a $500 Bob Jane T-Mart voucher. Bill's back in the seat, which we're all happy with, and we go to Gavin out there. G'day, Gav.
1, 2, 3. 5 stubbies in, Bill, and just polishing the car, mate.
Oh, come on,
Gav. That's all right.
No.
What's wrong with that?
We're allowed to have a drink.
No more.
Damien, in these worlds, what's happening in this world today, you're still allowed to have a drink and a bet responsibly.
Okay? Have a break. Have a water.
Yep. Righto, Gav. Tom Cutler plays his first game with Essendon today. Which club did he used to play for?
Port Melbourne.
Bill, I'm giving you one more go. And if you don't get it right, we're handing the quiz over.
It's not my fault. It's that dopey says Port Melbourne.
Come on.
Damien. Hi, Damien.
Hi.
Just played golf with the old man.
Oh, where did we tee it up?
Baggers Marsh, Darwin.
Oh, nice and rough.
Jim, it's nice out there.
Jeez, you are a...
Tommy Cutler. Plays today's first game. Who did he used to play for up north?
Just having a crack at Brisbane.
Yes, we're away, Jimmy boy.
Come on.
Number two. We're up to question two, can you believe it? In which 2 years did Nat Fyfe win the Brownlow medal? In which 2 years, Damien, did Nat Fyfe win the Brownlow?
I'll have a crack. 2019. And let's go 2015.
Nice.
Wow.
Well done.
That's a good effort, Damo. This one is a lifeline.
Get around him!
So you can go to my favourite journo, Damo, or Greengrass Jim, or Fluffy Duck Duck. Damo, outside of caretaker coaches, Justin Longmuir becomes what number coach for Essendon in their club's history?
Or Fremantle, even.
Who'd I say? Fremantle. What number coach for Fremantle in their club's history?
Don't ask me.
I'll go to Damo.
Damo.
Oh.
How many coaches have Fremantle had? We're not talking
as
about...
in what number is Longmuir?
Yes.
As in what number?
Outside of caretaker coach.
Longmuir, Longmuir, Lyon, Harvey, Connolly.
He knows the answers.
Yeah.
Damo
the beating of the...
Sixth. The sixth.
Oh, righto. Damo's going with six, Damo.
I reckon you might have forgot one, so I might go seven.
Oh.
Bad luck.
Damien. Oh, Chris is there. G'day, Chris.
I didn't believe you, Damo.
No, no. I wasn't confident.
Yeah, Damo just at home listening to you boys.
Good on you, mate. How many coaches has Fremantle, Duck, you idiot?
Can he use me? He can use me because he's different contestant.
Or he can say his own if he wants to.
Okay.
Has Fremantle had... Eh?
I'll go with Duck.
Oh, righto, Duck. Here we go.
Well, I know. I heard what Damo said.
Have a listen.
Duck, running late.
He's right. Harvey, Conley, Drum. Actually, you were right. It is six.
I was right.
Six, Chris.
Oh, yeah, right, six.
Oh. Jared Neesham, of course, the inaugural.
And we're going to talk to Justin Longmire.
Yes,
in,
good.
Well, we might.
7 minutes. If we get...
We've got time.
Last season, Tom Lynch and Aaron Norton ranked 1 and 2 for contested marks in the competition. Collectively, how many marks have they taken during this round?
Come on.
So Tom Lynch and Norton, how many marks have they taken during this round?
None.
Oh, it's bang. Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Well done, Bill. Sure. Number five is a lifeline. Get around him! This is another good question. How many father sons played in last night's game between Collingwood and the Dogs? Chris?
Can I go with Damo, or has he been done?
No, Damo's been done, and Fluffy Duck's been done. You got Greengrass Jim.
Oh, I'll go with JB then.
And I'll tell you why I'm a good one, because I actually covered the game.
He did.
Extensively. Seven is the answer.
Who?
Seven.
Go through all.
Seven. We'll go with seven.
Well, there's two from one family.
Two from one family. Geez, there was some quality.
Yeah.
Weren't there
the
old men?
Yeah.
Man. The two Browns, Dacos,
yes.
Darcy Moore, Zane Cordy, Lockie
Hunter
Wallace.
And Mitch Wallace. That's a lot, isn't it?
And those dads. What about that for a group of
players? Oh, yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yep, indeed.
And Libba wasn't out there, nor was West.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Number six, which former Richmond Premiership player makes his debut for the Bombers today?
Former Richmond Premiership player.
Richmond Premiership player? Third club too, I reckon.
Oh, wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
It started at the Giants.
Nah, no idea. Oh, Preston.
No, you didn't get it right. Pierre! Hello, Pierre! we'll go to Ian. Let's go to our next contestant.
Oh, come on,
and we'll talk to Pierre. Hello, Pierre.
Yeah, you must be better than that.
Yeah, Pierre.
We're not interested in how you are. Just tell us what you're doing.
Jim's had enough already.
Jim's cracked.
Eddie. G'day, Eddie.
Just getting stuck into a sausage roll, Bill.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no. Good answer.
With sauce?
Of course, Bill.
All right. Question, Bill.
A Richmond Premiership player makes his debut today for the Bombers. He is?
That would be Jacob Townsend.
Exactly. Third club, which is interesting in itself.
It is, Bill, yeah.
Number seven, which Triple M family member has had some assistance with his hair, his eyebrows and his Rubik's in the off-season?
Duck, Wayne Carey, I reckon.
Yes, the Duck.
Oh, you are vain. You are so vain.
Hey, it's just a tablet a day.
Right. Question number eight is a lifeline.
6 minutes, 10.5.
Sean Darcy, who is number one ruckman today for the Fremantle Dockers, is currently listed as the heaviest player in the AFL, weighing A, 110 kgs, B, 113, C, 116, or D, 120 kgs.
What lifelines have I got?
We're alive again.
We're all alive. Damo, Greengrass, Jim and Fluffy Duck.
Can I go Jim, please?
Oh, I'm on fire too. 113, I'm saying.
113B, you're saying, Jim. Righto. What do you reckon, Ed?
Yeah, we'll go with Jim.
Jim.
I am airborne.
You are. 113, heaviest player.
That is heavy.
What was back in our day?
Plugger had that covered, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. How heavy?
What was Mick Nolan?
The galloping.
Alex Oishenko.
My favourite player.
Russian was.
How heavy was Russian?
Russian would have been. He would have had to have been
120.
35, if he's listening. I saw him the other week.
No. He couldn't sit on a set of scales now, Russian.
No, it'd be 100.
Two to go.
110.
Two to go for the magnificent $500 Bob Jane T-Mart voucher. Which Fremantle player has won the club's goal kicking 4 out of the last 5 seasons there, Eddie?
Would that be Michael Walters?
It is indeed. Ooh, very good player. Look forward to watching him today, Damo.
Love him.
And for number 10. Which Essendon player who won their best and fairest in 2019 was removed from the leadership group for this year? Won the best and fairest last year and out of the leadership group this year it is?
Is that Zach Merritt?
It is! Hey. Oh, yay! Well done, Bill. And well done to you, Eddie. You have won a $500 Bob Jane T-Mart voucher. Thanks.
Magnificent.
Oh, nicely done.
Well done, Bill.
Well, you got you there got in there. The end. Well, the start was really poor.
Not my fault.
But then you got there in the end.
We started, restarted again.
Right, that's
what we should do for 2020.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, this is what interests me. A couple of things interest me.
Yes.
Firstly, Bill, you get your second go at running a segment in this rub, and your first one was a complete and utter train wreck,
so this has
got to be better.
Guess what we got? We had an opener.
That's a stinger. You wanted that sort of stinger.
Exactly.
And the second part about this is the first time in quiz history that people haven't seen the questions. When I say people, I mean
Duck
and Brian. Openly cheat. So when you get a lifeline on this one, they haven't actually seen the question and haven't been able to cheat with the answer.
That's right. And what to the people that call in? What do they do?
They ring in. Let's say it's Nick from Burwood. You go, g'day, Nick. Nick, do not turn around and say, g'day, boys, because you'll get hung up on by Leroy, because we don't give a stuff how you are and we don't care how we are because we know we're flying. So all you need to do is tell us what you're doing. On the lawnmower out the front.
It's got to be honest.
Well, not much people can do at the minute, Brian.
Says you.
I can mow their lawn.
All right, come on, Bill.
All right, here we go. And we've got a new prize too, Cuny Boy.
Yeah.
Our good friends at TaylorMade have given us the Tour Response Golf Ball. Swear by it, not at it. Tour Quality. That doesn't cost the same as Tour Quality.
TaylorMade or Taylor?
TaylorMade.
TaylorMade.
And the Trust Putter.
And we might throw in the Trust.
The Trust, it is.
Trust Putter.
Trust Putter, which is about $500 worth.
They butchered the name of
TaylorMade.
Come on, Bill.
TaylorMade are our great sponsors. Justin Sunbury.
Yeah, just thinking, piss the man cave, having a punt.
That's it.
Oh, good. You're still allowed to have a punt, thank God.
A little bit longer.
Mark Zara's test come back positive. We're all stuffed, Jim. Oh. All the peas in our life are gone. Justin, welcome to the quiz.
Oh, no.
How many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won?
Oh, yes.
Two.
Sorry, Justin, he's out early.
Out.
Jack's there in Kensington. Hey, Jackie boy.
Just about to pick up some beers from Dan Murphy's.
Oh, what colour?
Here we go.
Not sure yet.
A theme emerging?
Yeah. We are.
We're too into it.
One thing people are doing. Do you think people are drinking more during the...
Oh, a little bit.
Are you?
Not on the rug.
Are you drinking more?
A lot more water. Jack.
The morning after.
Which team... how many Coleman medals? How many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won there, Jack?
Two.
Listening in.
How thick are people?
Nick's there in Burwood. Yay, Nick.
Hey, boys, just setting down.
Oh, Nick, I even used you as an example.
Leroy.
Come on, Leroy.
Craig in Craigieburn, believe it or not. Okay, Craig, what are you doing? Yeah.
Craig, what are you doing?
Craig, we got you.
Oh, no. This is going well.
Oh, Leroy.
This is a shocking start. Bill, have you got one question? You've got one question, one answer, nothing.
Is it Glenn from
Park Orchards? G'day, Glenn from Park Orchards.
Fixing the car, Billy.
Oh, what are you doing? The old shackle pin or what's wrong with the car?
Carburetor? Just restoring one, Billy.
Hey?
Just restoring one up.
Oh, good on you. What type?
67 Mustang.
While we've got Glenn on, how long do brake pads last, Glenn?
I don't know. Depends how much you drive it.
Yeah. And, Duck, they don't have brake pads in a 57 anyway, Mustang. They have brake drums.
Yes,
they have a front brake. It's got discs on the front.
Got this, Brian, on the front.
You might have just caught me out there, but I'll tell you what, it must have been the changeover year.
I put it on.
Brian, they got discs on the front. We've been going 8 minutes.
They don't come with this, Bill. They come with drum brake.
Question number one, Bill. Here we go. Welcome to Triple M's Trivia. TaylorMade are giving us some golf balls and the Trust Putter, of course. How many Coleman medals has Jack won there, Glenn?
One.
Oh, no.
Bill, this is an abomination.
How's it my fault?
Bill.
Scenes in Ferntree Gully. Sean.
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 Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What Sean. Are we doing? I can't.
I knew.
I can't put my name. Bill. I can't put my name to this anymore.
Sean. Who spelled their name? S-E-A-N.
That's
H-A-U-N,
boys.
Oh,
now. Oh, what's the question, Bill?
I don't know.
We haven't got through one question yet.
Let's put a pause on it. Can we go to a break? Sean, how many Coleman medals has Jack Revolt won? Now, it's not one and it's not two.
It's three.
Yes, yeah. We're away, we're away.
Well done, Scene.
Number two. Which team finished on top of the ladder and with how many wins at the end of the 2019 home and away season last year? Who finished on top and how many wins? Look at Brian.
Oh, wow.
Sean?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, mate.
Of course we're here, mate. We rang you.
Who finished on top?
Just down the road.
All right, Geelong? Just... Yes, we're giving you that because we just cut that one short. Now, number three is
Get around him!
A lifeline, Sean, and you've got Feathers Damien, Softening of Brian down there in Lawn, Fluffy Duck or Hard Yakka Jim.
No, not Hard Yakka Jim, only the three.
All righto, Hard
Come
Yakka.
On.
Righto. Now, which two players finished equal third in last year's Brownlow medal with 26 votes? Nat Fyfe won it with 33. Danger was second with 27. Two players finished third. Who do you want to use, Sean?
Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy Duck.
Fluffy Duck.
Yeah. Well, I know. I reckon Paddy Cripps would have been one of them because I tipped him to win.
Right.
I'm going to say Cripps and Bontempelli.
Righto. You're going with Cripps and Bontempelli, Sean. It's
pretty hard question.
100%.
No.
Don't jump into Duck's fluffy stuff.
Fluffy Duck's out.
Look at Brian on the screen getting the Google search out.
No.
And Brian.
No. I'd be going with Brian.
Greg in Somerville. What are you doing, Greg?
Isolating, Bill.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Now, you can use Damien or Softening of Brian. Which two players finished equal third in last year's Brownlow medal with 26 votes? And it's not Bontempelli and Cripps.
Use BT, Greg. He's got a book in front of him.
I'll go Brian. No. Yep. I'll go Brian.
Brian.
What was the question again, please?
Bristol, we haven't got time for any.
What was it, third?
Third in the Brownlow last year.
Who finished equal third in the Brownlow?
trying to find it.
I think Lachie Neal was one of them.
Right.
And the other one?
And I think he might have finished equal with Cripsy.
All right. Greg?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Nice. Oh, Bristle. Yes. Look at Bristle.
Yeah. I had one of them.
Well, that's not two. That's not correct.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't have the answers.
Fluffy.
All right, keep it rolling, Bill.
A Western Bulldogs defender, Alex Keith, was a former cricketer. Off spinner? Yes,
no. Medium pace bowler and handy middle order batsman.
Played 7 first class matches. Representing which state there, Craig?
I think South Australia.
Oh.
No.
Bad luck. Anthony and Killor. G'day, Ant.
Oh, no.
Anthony, what are you doing, mate?
Just a bit of FIFA, boys. PlayStation 4, can't do much.
FIFA. Love it.
Righto. Alex Keith, which state did he represent?
I think he was a Victorian boy, wasn't he?
He was. Well done to you. Number five is another... Oh, and you've only got Damien there.
I know.
And Damien should know this. Which Melbourne player, Anthony, kicked 51 goals in a 7-week period from rounds 15 to 21 back in 1991?
The great...
Damo, yes.
Yeah.
Feathers.
Alan Jakovic.
It could be Jeff Farmer.
And you know what?
Not that year.
He gave it to him too.
It could be Jeff
Farmer.
I
wouldn't have known that.
Righto, who do you reckon, Ant?
He was better than
Duck.
Damo? Yes, done, Damo.
I think there was a period of time, Jim, where he was better than Duck.
Crisp.
51 goals in 7 weeks. That's 7/8 of 56.
Thank you, Bill.
He played good for about 7 weeks. Much better, wasn't he?
7.5 goals. Yeah, all right, Luke.
We're going to have to take an ad break again in the middle of
Duck claiming.
Number six.
Duck like claiming that. He played well for a long time.
Jim, can you shut him up?
Oh, boy.
Six. Mm. Hawthorn's 2019 Best and Fairest winner happened to be the youngest player to win the BNF at the Hawks since Lee Matthews in 71. Name the player.
I think that was Warple.
Oh, well done. Mm. Boy from Geelong, done well. Good work. Number seven. Oh, here we go. Have a listen to this one, boys. In a glittering first-class cricket career, James Brayshaw, or Bradshaw, as they call him, won two Sheffield Shields for which state? Yes. Two Sheffield Shields for which state there, Ant?
Western Australia.
Oh.
Is that right? And Victoria? Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide's not a state. That's wrong.
Give it to him.
No.
One of only, I think, three people ever to do that.
Well, Anthony's not getting that. He said Adelaide.
Right. Did you top score in the second dig at the second one?
How many runs?
Take control, Bill. Take control, for Christ's sake.
Are we going to an ad break?
Eddie's. Eddie's in queue. Eddie, what are you doing?
Just cracking another stubby with my Billy Brownless bottle opener.
Oh, and it says things to you.
Mine doesn't talk to me. It's broken. Need to get that one replaced. Sorry, Bill.
James Brayshaw won two Sheffield Shields. Which states? WA is one. And?
South Australia would be the other one.
Well done, Edward.
All right, we're going to a break.
No, we're not.
Bill, again, have to go to a break in the middle of your quiz. That's how bad you're going.
Scene.
Get the quiz finished.
Okay, we're up to question eight. Eddie and Q, you're still with us, of course, and this is the Triple M Trivia Quiz, thanks to Taylor, mate. Mm-hmm. Hey, in 2014, Eddie, Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals and how many behinds from set shots? He was pretty accurate.
He didn't miss any that year, did he?
Well,
I don't think that's ever happened, Eddie.
tough question.
Worth guessing.
Bad luck. You're out, Eddie. Daniel in Geelong,
and of course,
lifeline question, Bill.
Of course, it's a lifeline question.
Oh no!
Get around him,
Daniel. Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals and how many behinds from set shots in 2014? You got Brian, you got Damien, you got Fluffy Duck.
Go with Damo.
Damo, Luke Bruce, 32 goals. How many behinds there, Damien?
Bill, I'm having a complete guess here, four. But it's a complete guess.
32-4, you reckon he kicked?
Oh, no, it was less than 10.
Righto, Dan.
What year, Bill?
2014.
Oh, listen to Bristol.
Daniel?
What did Damo say?
He said four.
That's a complete guess, though.
12.
Right. Pierre. Hello, Pierre.
All right, just having
Oh, no. Bill.
It's not. That's my fault, is it?
Yes.
Oh, look at this. How do you read the board now? There's phones and details on air. We'll go to Tim in Cheltenham. Hey, Timmy.
Yeah, been up to no good today.
Good boy. We won't ask you what. Luke Bruce, Damien said four behinds, but you can go with that. Or does he use the other?
Yeah, I'll use one of the other. Are they all still in? What's Brian saying?
Yeah, Brian's in.
Brian's in. He's down there in the lawn.
And he's cheating.
Thank you, Brian.
What do you want to know, mate? What do you want to know?
Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals. How many behinds in 2014?
Oh, she's still going.
In 2014?
Oh, listen to Brian. Come on, Bristol, what is it?
Well, he kicked how many goals? 25 goals, didn't he?
Not that.
How many behinds, Bristol?
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Just go with.
I don't know. 25, 25. He was pretty good that year.
He kicked 32.
Oh, 32. 32-8.
32-8?
32-8. I've just found it in the book. 32-8.
Oh, no. Bill, finish the quiz.
Adrian's there in Glen Iris. Adrian, Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals.
I'm pulling out the
lead. Oh, good boy.
You've still got me.
You got Fluffy Duck, and he might know this one, Adrian.
I'm going to take a guess and pick 12, maybe.
He's already said. So
who was that dingbat?
That was Adrian. We got Roger.
Adrian, you're smart, Alec. Roger. He had a lifeline, and he just thought he'd have
a
stab.
Roger might use you. He's up there.
No one wanted you, Duck.
Just fitting blinds, boys.
Fitting blinds.
Right.
Yeah, good still on working.
Duck might know the answer here. Luke Bruce kicked 32 goals. How many behinds? You can use him if you want to.
Definitely use Duck.
Yeah, of course.
Righto.
What's first guy should have used me just, straight up. I think it, I think it's very low. I think it's four.
Which day, mate?
That's what I said, Bill.
Yeah. Roger, over and out.
Well, definitely not four. That's what Damo said. So well, I'll go with.
No one took that answer, strangely.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say. He said it, but no one took it.
It still could be wrong.
Let's go with Duck then. Let's go four.
Oh.
Hey.
Fair dinkum. I wonder about our audience sometimes.
Yes.
Now, two to go before we talk to Chief, who will be getting angrier and angrier. Sucked in, Chief. Which one? Now, have a listen to this question. Which one of the following Triple M team members had the best scoring accuracy throughout their entire VFL AFL career, right?
Now we're talking.
Billy Brownless, A. B. Wayne Carey. C. Brian Taylor. Or D.
The obvious.
Or D, Luke Darcy.
What's this question?
The accuracy, scoring accuracy over their career.
Accuracy.
Well, I was having my shots from 55 out.
Roger.
Yeah. I was having mine from the boundary.
You're going to go the duck.
Oh, duck, no. Bad nonsense. Duck couldn't kick to save his life.
I'll put it this way. I kicked way more than you, BT, and you're a full forward.
727 goals.
So therefore, the more you have, the more you're probably going to kick.
Mate, I played 8 years.
And your shots were from 10 out, 15 out directly in front.
Hugh.
Phil, finish the quiz.
Hugh from Sunshine. Hugh.
You want a Coleman, BT?
Stacking a bit of wood, guys.
Oh, good on you. Well done. scoring accuracy here between Billy.
It'd probably be Duck.
C, Brian, or D, Luke Darcy.
He had 8 shots.
I reckon Big Luke Darcy might be the one.
Bang!
He can't qualify. He didn't kick enough goals.
Well, that's what I reckon of you.
He kicked 183 goals. Okay, Darcy. He had an accuracy of 65.35.
Accuracy, Jim.
Brian, 64.58. Duck, 61.4. And
what at the bill?
Oh, just
terrible kick, Duck.
We kicked 1,878 goals between us.
Finish the quiz.
Last question for the magnificent tailor-made golf tour response golf balls and the truss putter. Hugh, how many disposals did Marlon Pickett have on debut in the 2019 grand final? How many?
And he's in the 20s. I'm going to go 22.
Bang! Yay! Well done. There you go. There's a quiz. There is a quiz, Jim.
A dozen tour response tailor-made golf balls for you, Hugh, and the truss putter that's coming your way thanks to us and the great people at TaylorMade. Just had a text come through. The coronavirus has infected Bill's quiz.
Billy nearly called Hugh Hug.
Oh, no.
Shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
Triple M rocks footy.